Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After yesterday's historic Supreme Court of the United States ruling that affirmative action for college and university admissions based on skin color will come to an end, the Supreme Court will rule today on two cases involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and another concerning protections for LGBTQ people. One of the student loan cases is a challenge by six state attorneys general who argue that the loan forgiveness policy violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act by making you, the taxpayer, pay back their loans. The LGBTQ case was brought on by a Colorado web designer who argued that she has a First Amendment right to refuse to design websites for same-sex marriages, despite a Colorado law that bars businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people. Flight issues continue in parts of the country as the holiday weekend approaches. Over 8,200 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday in the United States.
This woman got tired of waiting and took a Greyhound bus from Detroit to New York City.
Then they said that it was delayed, but then they said it was canceled, and they went to the counter. They said it was canceled, but then the tap said it was delayed, so it was very confusing.
This comes as over 2.8 million people are expected to pass through TSA this weekend. I'm Trey Thomas.
At least 100 people have died in Mexico over the past 3 weeks as a heat wave pushed temperatures above 120 degrees in some parts of the country. Mexico's health ministry said yesterday that two-thirds of the deaths happened last week and the rest the week before. Music icon Madonna is back home after her hospital visit for a serious bacterial infection. She has been discharged and taken back to her New York City home in a private ambulance. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Virgin Galactic launched its first customers to the edge of space. The private space company founded by British billionaire Richard Branson successfully launched its first commercial space flight yesterday with three paying passengers funded by the Italian Air Force. The 90-minute flight blasted off from Spaceport America near White Sands, New Mexico. Emotions are raw in Parkland, Florida after former Douglas High School resource officer Scott Peterson was found not guilty on all charges.
Parent Tony Montalto says he doesn't understand what's needed to find someone guilty in Broward County.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. I know he contributed to the deaths of my daughter Gina, her schoolmates, and their teachers.
He said after seeing the killer avoid the death penalty and the deputy who did not confront the killer be found not guilty, his faith in the U.S. justice system is shaken. I'm Dave Collins.
Barbie is expected to beat Oppenheimer in the box office next month. The two blockbuster films are expected to hit theaters in July, and Barbie is projected to make about $70 to $80 million in its first weekend. That same weekend, Oppenheimer comes out and is projected to make around $40 million. Today is officially National Safer Workplace Day in America. Stay alert and stay safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here as we head into the 4th of July weekend. Airports are still having their challenges, expecting still, regardless. I mean, leave it to Americans. Regardless of how tough it gets, if they want to get on an airplane, they're going to get on an airplane, and they're going to deal with this stuff. God bless them for having a deal there. I just pray that patience will reign somehow, in spite of, you know, because it's tough to travel anyway, right? Well, anyway, that aside, of course, we're very fortunate to have John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute with us to talk about, you know, what happened last night with the news coming out of SCOTUS. I'll tell you, the heads on the left, all the DEI agents, John Whitehead, they don't know what to do with themselves. They thought, you know, that they were going to have a corner on this deal, and the decision from SCOTUS says, no. We've had enough of this. It's time to level out the playing field. What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's time to level out the playing field. I think the cases this year out of the court were, especially the ones we were involved in directly, we were involved in quite a number, as you know,
right.
Basically are saying that the Constitution is still there. And that's what we really need in this country, is to realize that the only way we're going to have any kind of strength against the government, the average citizen, the courts are going to have to protect us with the Constitution. And
right.
I think that's the key thing here.
Well, and I guess that's what's revealing to your point here, John, is you can tell the ones that are anti-constitutionalist, they're the ones that are screaming the most. And even though they were warned, you know, by previous Supreme Court judges that this wouldn't last, this was a remedy, a short-term remedy, that eventually the field would even out and, you know, they were going to have to come up with part two. But they can't help themselves right now. They're insistent, you know, like, I mean, I got to tell you, I was really insulted by what the president, here's the supposedly the uniter-in-chief, right? He refers to the court as being rogue and not normal. I mean, imagine, I mean, look at, when there needs to be, I understand there's a separation of powers here, but by the same token, there needs to be some decorum and decency, you know, when you're speaking of the other branch of government. I mean, if the Supreme Court referred to Joe Biden as rogue and not normal, all hell would be breaking loose, right?
Well, when he gave that speech about the Second Amendment, where he said that the founding fathers now would need machine guns, basically, because the federal government's so armed, he was threatening the American populace. Because
yes,
if you study the issue, and again, go to our website, Rutherford.org, we write it all the time, we're under martial law right now. Every agency of the federal government has machine guns, grenade launchers, SWAT teams, the IRS, I mean, listen, Smithsonian Institution, NASA now has SWAT teams. So you have a president up there threatening the American people, saying, well, if you want to do a little bit of a rebellion, we're going to blow you away. Now, is that
right,
the way a president should? Listen, we elect him enforce the Constitution, to protect the Second Amendment, to protect the First Amendment. So we're in a hell of a mess right now in this country, leadership-wise and whatever. And I think the court now has given us some semblance of hope. I hope.
Right. Well, with or without the court, John, because there's only, you know, so much we can do, disparate as we are right now. We have got to unite under the Constitution, under, oh, that's right, we've got our 247th birthday just around the corner called the 4th of July.
Yes.
Maybe we ought to unite under those principles that have served us well and realize that, you know, we cannot continue to suffer under this partisanship that's been promoted, you know, by these political parties. It is not serving us, you know, very well, I think, at the end of the day.
No, and I'm... Well, you know, I've urged people to get active in your local governments in every way possible. Learn your Bill of Rights, which most Americans don't know. And James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, said we ought to mistrust all those in power. And what he's saying is, let's be the government, because the Constitution starts with those three beautiful words, we the people, who ordain and establish this Constitution. We are the government. The people in D.C. or in our local governments are our representatives. And we should see them that way, that we are here. They should be representing us, not some foreign corporation or whatever they're doing. And unfortunately, the corruption in the government is so deep. Like, again, as you know, I've sued in out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years. And there was that study that came out of Princeton Northwestern University showed that all the government in Washington, D.C. is run by 585 billionaires. All the deep state, essentially. And if we don't get any semblance of hope, we the people are going to have to get more active and take a stand for freedom in this country, because if not, it's going to go away.
Well, that's what they're afraid of. This is why Trump drives them nuts, because Trump is uniting the masses. He brings people together based on constitutional principles, and they're starting to awaken here. And this is making these oligarchs and these elites that have been catered to all these years, they're starting to get nervous, John, thinking that, wait a minute, they might be losing their cheese here, you know?
Oh, yeah. Their money.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. They want money. They want control. They want us to pay the taxes. They want us to do all these things. Salute them. Never question what they're doing. And you have the IRS now doing it with working with the ATF, doing raids on people who are selling guns and gun shops and stuff like that. It's getting pretty freaky that you have a government that thinks that, and Biden said it, they can do whatever they want to do whenever you get ready, and you better fall in line. And there's a very strong influence, by the way, I think, of other countries and stuff that we're kind of bowing to right now, like China. China has seven police stations now located in the United States,
right?
And which is really freaky, in my opinion. And it's we've gotten to the point. I mean, Snowden said it, Edward Snowden, about 3 or 4 months ago. He said, "I'm shocked at the influence China's having in the United States and around the world." And that's where you got a government that says, basically, you either do it or we can send you to a concentration camp. And we're moving in that direction in America. Unfortunately, I see it in every wave of political stuff. That's why it's good to have a court that occasionally will say, there is a constitution, by the way, guys. You got
yes, right. Well, I thought it was significant, John, 6-3. I mean, that's a big number. And, of course, you know, those on the left and President Biden went, well, that's because it's a conservative court, you know, and it's tilted against us. That's why they did this. No, when you read their rationale, you go, wow. I mean, this was a constitutional-based decision, was it not?
Yes, and there were a couple good First Amendment cases we might want to talk about, too.
No, we will definitely do that, because I mean, this is huge.
The key to our freedom, and they don't want
Amen.
The government.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm glad you're here with us because we can, you know, talk through this and help people understand, because the responses that we're getting from the left and even the mainstream media, they've circled their wagons around this craziness and they're trying to justify this, John. And people need to understand, you know, the difference between the real and the fake here. You know, there's a lot of fake stuff flying around here, and you can help us discern that.
We've got to go to break. He is, of course, the president of the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead continues with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6th prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners who have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted. And those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
Welcome back. My good friend John Whitehead is with us, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Of course, talking what you're talking about and trying to understand. John, I guess, the bottom line of what SCOTUS gave us yesterday, you have the president on one hand saying it's not normal, and we're saying it's a return to normal. That is a positive step to get us back on track to be, just leaning on the foundation of our Constitution. And to me, that is very encouraging.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good sign. And a couple of their First Amendment cases I thought were good, too. They actually reinforced the Constitution. I don't know if you're familiar with the Billy Counterman case. The court there, the guy was sending emails to a musician in his state of Colorado saying mm-hmm. some pretty tough things. And F off permanently. And he said, you're not being good for human relations, die, don't need you. But he never showed up, never did anything. They were just emails. And he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. And we joined the case in appealing this. It was a lower court and a appeals court in Colorado found him guilty. And the Supreme Court actually ruled in our favor and said that it didn't amount to a true threat in the sense of, you know, what a true threat was, walking up somebody's face with a knife or your fist or something. They were emails. And it's very similar, by the way, to another case we have, which is kind of scary, by the way, to those who read the Bible. Rich Pinkowski case, who was is a minister who got upset with the local churches in Oklahoma that were doing same-sex marriages, and he was also complaining about drag queen shows in front of children, and he cited two Bible verses. Listen to these. Mm-hmm. One was from Jesus, Matthew 18:6. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. And then he cited ones from Romans saying the same thing, you'd be worthy of death. And he got a 5-year restraining order against him. He cannot speak or do anything on the internet now. And we joined in the case. Nobody would touch the case because, of course, the woke stuff and all that. But I thought, well, listen, if you can't cite Bible verses to somebody on social media, wow, what's happened to America? I mean, if you have a concern. And the thing is, and I'm trying to warn people about this, with artificial intelligence coming now, and I don't know if you saw that one woman who got a phone call from her daughter. It was the ChatGPT.
Yes, exactly. You know, I did. Yes. Yeah,
it was crazy. A fake phone call. Her daughter's calling. It wasn't. We got to watch out because when AI comes in and Gaudat, who was a chief business officer at Google, quit because he said, we've created God. Watch out. This internet stuff, the AI is going to be crazy. And, I mean, they could anybody they wanted to target now, they can target.
Exactly.
And they could actually do fake emails on you. And I think that's one good thing about this court case. It says that the First Amendment's still there. You have to show a real threat because the politicians, by the way, love cases where the First Amendment's knocked down. They don't want people gathering in front of their homes or in Congress or anywhere and protesting. And as you know, I've been in business. Well, yesterday was my 41st anniversary of the Rutherford Institute, by the way.
Wow, congratulations. All right.
We've handled all these cases on the First Amendment, protecting people who march in front of the Supreme Court and stuff like that. And like I say, people who are active on the social media and stuff, when social media has now become the big forum, leave that social media stuff open. If it's a true threat, someone shows up at someone's house or outside their building or something, take it a different way, but people just normally now communicate. Here's another thing I notice about people today. Anything you say to them that may be a little tough, they take as a threat now.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is, oh, wow, he said that or he did that. I'm afraid. And listen, he's talking to John W. Whitehead. I've gotten so many emails over the years. people telling me I'm a jerk or an idiot for this case or, you know.
Right.
You're a fomenter of whatever, and I'm going, okay, you know, but I don't take it and say, I'm going to report to these people, you know.
I'm going to shoot
you. And again,
you.
Like I said, I've had some pretty tough things, emails, but listen, they have a right to say it as long as they don't say, I'm coming to get you and shoot you or something, you know. At that point, I'd call the police. But in these cases I'm seeing today where a guy cites the Bible and he gets a 5-year restraining order against him, he can't say anything. I mean, that's destroying speech in America.
And did that get lifted? Did that get lifted, John?
What's that?
Did that get lifted?
Not yet. We've appealed it. It's on appeal right now. And again, like I said, every legal group ran for the hills, and I said, hey, wait a second. It's not the fact that it's dealing with drag queen stuff. The point is it's free speech. Free speech
is exactly
down the point. And I tell you what, free speech is at the gallows right now. It's hanging. They would love to destroy free speech. We've just talked about that because they don't want people learning that they have a right to stand in front of the government. Read your First Amendment. You have a right to petition the government for a redress of your grievances as long as it's nonviolent. And they want you to stay home. And you mentioned the mass media. The mass media joins in all this stuff now. It's amazing. Wherever I see mass media, CNN, et cetera, they're all blabbing about the same thing, blaming the same thing, joining in against this force or that force. People, wake up. I'm telling people, you know, we talked about this before, get educated. Education precedes action. And so you'll know your rights and you'll be able to get up there and speak about these issues because if you have children or grandchildren, boy, their future is in peril right now. Watch out.
Exactly.
They're going to be so indoctrinated, A, and two, they're going to be afraid to say something because they could get arrested.
Exactly. You know, John, we've been pushing, you know, this idea that we've got to understand the difference between the counterfeit and the real.
Yeah.
And there's lots of counterfeit out there, counterfeit speech, you know, people that, like you say, you know, CNN, MSNBC, some of these things that they say, you go, where do you get that from? But you see, they're in their little cocoons or their, you know, their silos, and they're talking to one another, and they think they're brilliant. But you know, if nobody's going to challenge them to say, wait a minute, where does that make sense? That's a violation of the Constitution. But nobody calls them. You know, Whoopi Goldberg just flies off with her lips and, you know, lets it go, and you go, wait, are you crazy? I mean, it's nuts because you have to be, and of course you got to be careful because nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. But you know, meanwhile, you let these knuckleheads continue to speak to your kids, and they speak in a culture, and it's nonsense. You know,
it's more
to me,
knuckleheads, though. Let me tell you something. Carl Bernstein, who was with Woodward and Bernstein, who discovered all the stuff Nixon was doing. It was illegal, by the way, and he went in and started working with the mass media after that, and he wrote an excellent article I quote in my book, Battlefield America, The War on American People, where he says that it's shocking that the NSA, CIA, and groups like that in the FBI are actually in the major newsrooms, New York Times and stuff like that, vetting articles. He says it's not an independent media. It's run by the government.
Exactly.
And they use the media, and again, they're trying to indoctrinate the American people into being sheep. And what did Hitler say? The best thing for a leader is a sleepwalking people, and that's what they want.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, look what they did. I mean, they, in a sense, effected a coup in 2020. They got their guy elected. They tilted the playing field, and they took away, and I mean, and it galls me because you hear the people on the left, you know, about suppression of vote. Wait a minute. The very thing you're accusing the right of is the very thing that you guys did. It's so blatant what you've done. And, of course, now here we're finding out, you know, whether it's hiding Hunter's laptop, the FBI, as you say, going into the newsrooms, going into social media headquarters and telling them, wink, wink, Russian disinformation. You need to suppress this, you know, from the American people. I mean, we got work, John. We got worked, and here we are. We're paying, you know, we're paying for it. All these policies that we're suffering under, $32 trillion in debt.
Oh, yeah.
No longer being energy independent, all brought to you by these oligarchs, these, you know, domestic oligarchs, the deep state that took over and selected the president of the United States for us. We did not get to elect one.
No. I mean, the president has trouble finding the bathroom. It's not really the president.
It's sad, isn't it? It really is. And the thing is, everybody else can see it, too. John, 10 seconds left. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
So you go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, and, you know, read our weekly commentaries and see all the stuff we do. And we exist off of donations and have a lot of cases, folks.
Help them out. Yes, ladies, help yourself out. John Whitehead, thank you, sir.
The ultra,
thank you, sir.
Ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Making a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. After yesterday's historic Supreme Court of the United States ruling that affirmative action for college and university admissions based on skin color will come to an end, the Supreme Court will rule today on two cases involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and another concerning protections for LGBTQ people. One of the student loan cases is a challenge by six state attorneys general who argue that the loan forgiveness policy violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act by making you, the taxpayer, pay back their loans. The LGBTQ case was brought on by a Colorado web designer who argued that she has a First Amendment right to refuse to design websites for same-sex marriages, despite a Colorado law that bars businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Observation here, for what it's worth. You let me know, because I always appreciate your insight being there in Manhattan and all, as you can look through the clouds and the tea leaves and the, you know, orange plumes coming your way, amongst other things. The progressive left, I find it quite interesting as an observation here. You know, if things are, you know, nutsy and crazy, it's to a degree. You know, they can lie and cheat within certain levels of acceptable boundaries. But when it gets outside the lines, like with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, this is freaking them out. They can't handle this much truth. And so have you noticed how quiet they've become since the exposure? You know, we've got FBI whistleblowers, we got IRS whistleblowers, we got trouble here in River City, all brought to you by this progressive left and the Biden family business, and there's not enough plausible deniability to get around the truth, is there?
Well, there really isn't. I mean, look, you know, they were able to say, well, these are Hunter's activities, and his dad doesn't know anything about this, and, you know, he's just going around the world trying to spread, you know, peace, love, and commerce, and so on. But then you hear that he made $8.3 million and paid no tax on it. In a couple of instances, I believe it was the years 2013 and 14, he owed money, but apparently the Department of Justice slow-walked the investigation so that the statutes of limitation would lapse. And then he seems like on that $8.3 million, he's going to have to pay about a $100,000 fine, essentially, which means he's paying an effective tax rate of about 1.5%, 2%, something like this, which puts the Biden administration far to the right of Steve Forbes on the flat tax. So, I mean, if this is the new flat tax we're going to pay, then I think that's a beautiful thing. So maybe
right,
we'll get
exactly
decent out of this. And then you find out, amazingly enough, in a number of these instances, I believe the IRS or the FBI were ready to do a search warrant to go search Hunter Biden's property. And somebody in the IRS or FBI called his lawyer and said, oh, by the way, we're issuing a search warrant. So, you know, you've got a few hours till the guys show up. So if there's anything mm-hmm. you want to shred or burn or flush down the toilet, you know, go for it. It's a really good time to do that. So much of the stuff that we're seeing here, including, remember, the what's up message that went from Hunter Biden,
exactly.
A Chinese businessman that said something mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm sitting next to my dad. We're very upset that you've not followed through with the commitment you said you'd make. We need you to take care of this by now. By now, I mean today, before the sun goes down, or, you know, you're going to regret that you didn't listen to our instructions. I mean, this whole thing sounds like a scene out of a Martin Scorsese picture.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like mock stuff.
Exactly. I know. We're going to come and break your ankles.
We're going to send Rocco to go over to talk. You know, Rocco's going to talk to you. Rocco's not in a good mood today, you know.
So, yeah, right. You know, exactly.
The hard way, we can do it the easy way. I think just the easy way. You know, it's amazing. And you're right. There's so much of this coming from so many directions and from credible people inside the deep state, essentially, that it's become very difficult for the left to say, oh, it's just a right-wing conspiracy theory, or Bill Martinez, Roy Murdoch are on acid again. Right. They can't do that with so much of this stuff coming at them at once.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then how would you like to be in jail for a lot less than what Hunter Biden did? And he gets a slap on the wrist while we the people get a slap in the face.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. I just calculated the tax rate on that, $100,000 on $8.3 million in income. That's a 1.2% tax. So they're not even saying go back and pay the full tax you owe, 1.2%. Well, yeah, and you've got other
people. Wait a minute, DeRoy. When if you ever get a tax bill, you know, and you're behind, that it doesn't come with, interest, penalties and interest on top of it. What happened to that?
More than what you originally owe. You got it.
Exactly.
But yeah, why is that not happen to him? And as I say, a couple previous years of the statute of limitations has lapsed. So that's just completely gone away. And these are the same people who keep lecturing us about, oh, the rich don't pay their fair share. And these greedy, rotten, wealthy people, they're not paying their fair share. And we suffer because we don't have the resources from them to pay for all the social justice we need. Well, I think that entire talking point has imploded. I don't think they can.
Well, exactly.
Say that again, because we'll just say, well, what about Hunter Biden? How about him?
Right.
Tell Hunter Biden before you come and lecture us about not paying your fair share. It's disgusting.
Or gun control, DeRoy.
Yeah, gun control. And then you've got him lying on his gun application. And these are the same people, we want, you know, common sense gun safety measures and on and on. Background checks. And here we've got Hunter Biden lying on his form, on his background check form, saying he's not a drug addict, when in fact I think he, at the time he filled that thing out, was addicted to crack, I believe.
That's
a drug, right? So he lied about that.
Last time I checked,
That's a major felony for which a rapper by the name of Kodak Black, I think, did 3 years in jail. Hunter's going to do maybe take a course or some kind of a class.
Diversion class, and it's not even on his record. It just is expunged. It just floats away.
Expunged after a couple of years. It's unbelievable. And the brazenness. I mean, look, if they said, all right, you got to do 2 weeks in a minimum security prison, and everybody said, all right, well, he got locked up. It wasn't a long time, but yeah, he had to sleep on a hard pillow and eat some bad food for a fortnight. No, not even that. So again, it's the slap in the face. It's the injustice followed by the brazenness in which it's handled. And a big slap across their faces. Like, yeah, we're going to do it. What are you going to do about it? I mean, there's that kind of attitude about this. It's absolutely repulsive and disgusting. And I think even fair-minded Democrats should be absolutely nauseated about the kind of behavior we're seeing out of these people.
Well, I think some are. I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, you know, what a hack that usually, I mean, he runs, the defensive front line for the Democrats and the progressives and that. Even he had to, you know, lower his head and just walk away in shame when he was being asked by a reporter about it. I mean, this is indefensible. I mean, and that's what I mean. It can get so extreme that even the progressives, you know, the out-of-the-mind progressives, they there's nothing to say, you know. It's like, well, where's Karine Jean-Pierre? Let's bring her in. You know, she's taken so much flack, by the way. Did you know that she's applied for combat pay now?
Yeah, Yeah, she should get her flak jacket or something like that. Well, how can you defend this? I mean, she's in a, you know, I'm not terribly sympathetic to her, but, you know, her job is to defend this stuff. How do you defend this stuff? How do you say, yeah, we're proud of the fact that we, that our people called Hunter's lawyers and, oh, there's a search warrant about to be issued, so, you know, do what you need to do. Or, well, you know, you're going to pay 1.2% tax on the income that that you didn't pay before, and then there's no penalties. These will be misdemeanors, you know, no felonies, no jail time. How do you defend that?
So what? Exactly. Well, you know, and the leaks that keep coming out, I mean, you know, real quick thought, I was just wondering if the same person that gave the Biden family a heads up that there was a raid coming, that they were going to serve a subpoena on them, if it was the same person that released the Dobb decision from the Supreme Court. Or is there just a special fraternity for the leakers of the Beltway?
Yeah, it's the United Brotherhood of Leakers. Local 387. I'd forgotten about the leaker, the Dobbs decision, the person who leaked the Dobbs decision. Again, no consequences. Who is this person? Why is this person not being prosecuted? Why is this person's license practice law?
Yeah, exactly.
Shredded? Why is this person not disbarred? That person's legal career should be done, finished. You know?
Yes.
You want to go run a coal mine? Great. You want to go run a veterinary, you know, dog grooming clinic? Knock yourself out. You're done with the law. Done for what you've done. I mean, this is an evil, evil, evil thing. From henceforth, the justices have got to look at each other and be suspicious as to who's leaking about what. You know, if we're having a draft decision and we're going to change it over the next few months, you know, is it going to get out? Is it going to embarrass me? After all the protesters showed up at the homes of Amy Coney Barrett.
Oh, yeah.
And Kavanaugh and so on.
The assassination attempt. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then some guy walking around Kavanaugh's property with a Glock, for God's sake. You know, this is just going to chill the collegiality of the Supreme Court, which is one of the great advantages, one of the few places in the country where people on the right, people on the left actually can sit down and have a peaceful dialogue. That's just been blown up. And again, the person who did it, they had not much of an investigation. The person's not been caught. No consequences. Just again, if you're on the left, you just skate like you do it.
But they can sure they can catch over 1,000 people on January the 6th, and they had it done within weeks.
Yeah, including people who weren't even there.
Exactly.
Including people that went to Trump's speech and went home and didn't even get anywhere near the Capitol. And they've got the FBI knocking on their doors. You remember Matt Taibbi, the journalist who...
Oh, yes, exactly.
The Google files and their effort to suppress the Hunter Biden story by the big tech company.
Yeah.
At the very moment he was on Capitol Hill testifying, there were IRS agents knocking on his door, just saying, oh, we just want to see where you are and talk to you about your tax returns. Total intimidation. This is like German Stasi-type behavior.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Bill Martinez here, as promised. DeRoy Murdoch is with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Just to put a bow around this first segment that we wrapped up, DeRoy, is that I think the American people are coming to the end of it. I mean, here we are. We're around the corner from celebrating our 247th birthday, 4th of July, of a nation built on Judeo-Christian principles, on freedom for all, the American way, this great American experiment, and we have an obvious attack on our freedoms, on our liberties, by progressives that can no longer be tolerable. We the people need to take a stand against this madness, because the bottom line, after all is said and done, DeRoy, you know, when you and I were growing up, there was no question about what was good and what was evil. I mean, you know, your parents raised you up. I was raised that way. We know. There was no doubt. But because evil has been so accommodated, it's confused people. And they don't know the difference anymore. And this is crazy and scary all at the same time.
And if you point out what evil is, people say, oh, racist, sexist, homophobe, you're evil, hater, blah, 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 blah. And then if you're on social media, they cancel you. If you run a business, they'll boycott you, etc. And, you know, as you say, very basic things like if you walk into a store, we expect you to pay for your merchandise. Now you walk in, take what you want, walk out the door. And
exactly.
If you're the owner or if you're a worker there and you try to stop these people, then you get fired.
Exactly.
You want to come to America? Great. Go to the embassy in your country, fill out the paperwork, get a visa, and then you can go in and fly in and join the American experience. Wonderful. Now, come across the border, break in, violate the law as your first act in the United States of America, and rather than being told to turn around and go back, what happens? You get a hotel room in Times Square. And
right.
you get a free state college education. In some cases, here in New York, which just came out today, there are so many illegal aliens in our shelters here that American-born homeless people are on the street. So
exactly.
Let's take the Americans and throw them on the street and let the illegal aliens from other countries come in and fill our homeless shelters. And then we've got this whole effort to tell little boys in school that they're really little girls, and little girls are really little boys. And by the way, we've got some nice injections for you that'll you know, take your chemical structure, your hormones in your body, turn them upside down. And then after you get a little bit older, we'll take off your penis and we'll slice your breasts off.
Yeah.
And by the way, don't tell your parents, and we won't tell your parents. And if the parents get involved in a state like California, you know, like that, then there's a law that's being debated on in Sacramento that if you are a parent and you don't cooperate in this, the state will take your child from you and you don't have your kid anymore. I mean, this is, you know, my head is going around at about 45 RPM
exactly
right now. Mm-hmm. Say this to you. You know, you couldn't, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, you and I couldn't even have hallucinated this stuff. And mm-hmm. stuff is coming out. It's very quickly. Every few days, there's another slice of this nonsense. I mentioned slice. Mm-hmm. Here in New York City, we've got the latest effort, you know, with all the crime we have and the commercial vacancies and kids not learning. We've mm-hmm. got the mayor busy going after pizzerias that use coal and wood-fired ovens. And in an effort to fight global warming, they're all supposed to spend like $20,000 a piece for scrubbers and all this equipment. You know, this, I would say that Con Ed on one day probably belches out more CO2 than these 100 or so pizzerias do in a month. And yet, what are they doing? We're going to hammer these guys and probably affect the taste of the pizza. One of the great things about New York is thin crust.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Right.
No, let's ruin that. Let's ruin everything. Wreck everything. No gas stoves. You can't use these certain thermostats in some place. I mean, every single nook and cranny of American life, the left is impeding and marching and telling us what to do. The only thing, only difference between a place like East Germany or Cuba and here is that, you know, we don't have barbed wire and guard dogs, but it's like a totalitarian situation where there's no aspect of American life where the left isn't coming in and barking orders at us. And that's all they do is bark orders. Mm-hmm. We wake up until we crawl back into bed at night.
But you make a point here. What's happening is it's like a psychological geofencing that's being set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this technology, people are being forced to accept things they don't. I mean, even, you know, I am shocked. I got to tell you how many churches that I am seeing across the country who are waving the pride flag on their doorway. So it's like, you know, the traditional, you know, value of the blood of Jesus being on the lintel of the door at the churches is not good enough. Now the churches have to conform and put a pride flag on the entrance of their church. And I tell people of faith, look at, if your church is bearing a pride flag, go find another church. This is not the church you want to be associated with.
And by the way, the pride flag is not the old pride flag. And the old pride flag was kind of a pretty rainbow, and it basically referred mm-hmm. to gay people who were adults and so forth.
Right.
And now the new one, which has got this giant sort of invasive triangle kind of like mowing down and killing the rainbow.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the feng shui of it, it's awful. All those extra colors don't just mean, you know, older men who like men and adult women like women. This now refers to transgenders. This refers to you know, the whole effort to convert little kids into sexes opposite what they were when they were born. Mm-hmm. Asexuals, they've got a stripe. Well, you know, what do asexuals have in common with gay people? I don't know. I understand that. And mm-hmm. all this extra baggage, and then they've got a little, now there's a purple circle which stands for intersex, which I guess is maybe what we used to call hermaphrodites. I mean, it is just a total freak show. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of gay people who see all this stuff. And, you know, we're pulling the little, you know, net stop, please.
Yes, exactly. No.
Let us off at the net stop. You know, it's insanity. And there are a lot of people, not just on the right. There are some even, you know, heading towards the left gay folks like, you know, we don't want any part of this. Please let us out of here. Let us out of this insane, off the insane, crazy train.
Exactly. Can you imagine what the military's going through? I mean, it's tough enough when you get new recruits in, and you got to teach them about the American flag, you know, what the stripes mean and the stars and all that kind of stuff. Now it's like, okay, stick around. We've got to go through, you know, the pride flag, all the different colors and what it represents, because the military is given equal weight to our American flag and the pride flag.
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
I don't think people died on the beaches of Iwo Jima and Normandy fighting for
pronouns. Right, exactly.
For pronouns. I mean, I'm just sort of visualizing that famous picture of the GIs at Iwo Jima putting up the American flag, only it's a pride flag. I mean, it's you know, yeah.
Oh, that's, you know, somebody's gonna jump all over that meme. I'm telling you.
It's not a bad meme, actually.
I'm telling. Oh my gosh. And here it is. We're talking about this on the eve of 4th of July next week, when we'll all come together you know, to celebrate why America exists and the founding fathers and all those 1.6 million people, I think, is the estimated number now, the updated number of people who paid the ultimate price. And it's not just those. It's the families associated with it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Right?
Their loved ones. You've got to remember those who've paid that price and aren't around, and they've got to think about that. You know, your husband, your wife, possibly your kids, loved ones, mm-hmm. boyfriend, girlfriend, what have you, who came back in boxes, and you think about that for decades. That doesn't go away.
Exactly. Your new article says it's time for a big fat gay divorce from the alphabet people. And this is what this summarizes, what we've been talking about, right? I mean, America has finally got to stand up and say enough of this stuff. We've accommodated it enough to the point that this is unacceptable. It's intolerable. You know, we there's got to be a line in the sand somewhere here, DeRoy.
That's exactly right. There's a piece that is posted at American Spectator, spectator.org. And I just made the point that I sort of touched on earlier that this whole thing has gone so far beyond, again, celebrating men who like men, women who like women, and now the left, I think, strategic blunder of high order, both morally and sort of politically for them, is the decision at some point, hey, let's go for the kids. And in fact, there was a march here in New York as part of the Pride celebrations over the last weekend. I think on Friday it was the drag march
through
East Village and on the way to the Stonewall Inn, and you had a whole crowd chanting, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children.
Can you imagine that?
Saying the quiet part out very loudly. And a lot of people will be fine, okay, if Steve and Bob want to get married and, you know, Sally and Josephine want to do their thing, great. But when you start coming after the kids, well, that's when all the hairs go up on the backs of people's necks, as well they should. And you've got, as I said earlier, all these efforts to tell little boys they're little girls they're little boys. They have in some places, I didn't know about this till recently, transition closets where you come to school wearing your boy, your blue jeans and your t-shirt, whatever. You go to the transition closet, you put on some girls' clothes, and you can be a girl all day long. And then at the end of the school day, you go in, you put your regular outfit back on, you walk out the door, and the teachers are told not to tell the parents. So you're a parent, you have no idea that you're little boys walking around in drag at school, and your little girl's dressed up as a boy, and that's all done with the cooperation of the school. I mean, this is insanity. This is
exactly
twisted. And the left has got to get their hands off the kids, back off, go away. And as I say, a lot of gay people have conversations over the last few weeks. A lot of gay folks are sick and tired of this. These people look for us, and they need to back off. We want to be on one side of the Grand Canyon on the South Ridge. They can be on the North Ridge of the Grand Canyon on the other side. And we don't want them any closer to us than that.
DeRoy, I'll guarantee you, they may not be able to tell the parents, but the kids will tell their parents. All the other kids?
They want to be quiet about this. Some of them may chime in, but some of them may not want to tell their parents. And this is something the parents ought to know. Now, the parents might be anger and rage. Okay, we're kicking out of the house. Or I'd be, okay, honey, let's work with you. We'll, you know, take you to a psychologist and help you out. You know, maybe the parents are positive about it. I don't know. But the parents ought to be involved one way or the other. But anytime you have an adult telling a child, okay, this will be our little secret. Don't tell your parents. That's your cue to pick up the phone and call 911 and get them in there immediately.
Yeah, first thing, you get your kid out of public school and away from these deviants.
Yes,
in my humble opinion.
Exactly.
I mean, because this is evil, without a doubt.
It is pure evil. Pure, pure evil.
DeRoy Murdoch, he's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Great to talk to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.